Mia yaiku bocah wadon.
Mia is a girl.
Dheweke umure 7 taun.
She is 7 years old.
Mia teko saka Kanada.
Mia comes from Canada.
Dino iki minangka dino pertama sekolah.
Today is the first day of school.
Mia semangat gawe kanca anyar.
Mia is excited to make new friends.
Mia ndeleng bocah wadon.
Mia sees a girl.
Gadis iku Emma.
The girl is Emma.
Emma ngomong, "Halo Mia."
Emma says, "Hello Mia."
Mia mesemut lanjutan, "Halo."
Mia smiles and replies, "Hello."
Mia lan Emma dadi kancane paling apik.
Mia and Emma become best friends.
Dheweke seneng.
They are happy.
Mia gawe luwih akeh kanca ing sekolah.
Mia makes more friends at school.
Mia iku banget seneng.
Mia is very happy.
Tom tangi esuk-esuk ing wayah esuk.
Tom wakes up early in the morning.
Dheweke nyemprotake banyu lan ngagem.
He takes a shower and gets dressed.
Banjur, dheweke lunga menyang dapur.
Then, he goes to the kitchen.
Tom gawe sarapan kanthi cepet.
Tom makes breakfast quickly.
Sawise sarapan, Dok lunga saka apartemen.
After breakfast, he leaves his apartment.
Tom mlaku menyang halte bis.
Tom walks to the bus stop.
Dheweke ndeleng kancane, Sarah.
He sees his friend, Sarah.
Dheweke ngobrol nalika ngenteni bis.
They chat while waiting for the bus.
Bus teko ing wektu.
The bus arrives on time.
Dheweke mlebu bis lan golek kursi.
They get on the bus and find seats.
Tom maca buku nalika lelampahan.
Tom reads a book during the ride.
Dheweke nggayuh pusat kutha sawise sawetara wektu.
They reach the city center after some time.
Tom ndeleng akeh toko lan kafe.
Tom sees many shops and cafes.
Dhewe milih kopi.
He decides to buy coffee.
Tom seneng kopie nalika lungguh ning jobo.
Tom enjoys his coffee while sitting outside.
Sawise kopi, saiki wayahe kanggo kerja.
After his coffee, it is time to work.
Alex lan Jordan iku kanca paling apik wiwit bocah.
Alex and Jordan were best friends since childhood.
Dheweke manggon ing lingkungan sing padha lan menyang sekolah sing padha.
They lived in the same neighborhood and went to the same school.
Dheweke nuduhake akeh kenangan bareng, saka proyek sekolah nganti pesta ulang tahun.
They shared many memories together, from school projects to birthday parties.
Persahabatan luwih kuat ing taun-taun, utama nalika wektu angel.
Their friendship grew stronger over the years, especially during tough times.
Nalika salah siji saka wong-wong mau ngadepi masalah, sing liyane mesti ana ing kono kanggo nulungi.
Whenever one of them faced a problem, the other was always there to help.
Ing wektu sing apik, dheweke ngrayakake prestasi saben liyane.
In good times, they celebrated each other's achievements.
Dheweke bakal seneng ing pesta lan guyon bareng.
They would have fun at parties and laugh together.
Ikatan khusus dibangun adhedhasar kepercayaan lan pangerten.
Their bond was special, built on trust and understanding.
Dheweke ngerti yen dheweke bisa ngandelake siji liyane ora peduli apa sing kelakon.
They knew they could count on each other no matter what happened.
Persahabatan iki minangka harta, sumber katentreman lan kabungahan.
This friendship was a treasure, a source of comfort and joy.
Kanca sing nyata iku langka lan kudu tansah dihargai.
True friends are rare and should always be cherished.
Ing kutha sing rame, loro perusahaan padha saingan kanggo judul saka inovator teknologi terkemuka.
In a bustling city, two companies were vying for the title of the leading tech innovator.
Techinovate ngluncurake piranti AI anyar, janji ora ana sing duwe kemampuan tanpa presiden.
Tech Innovate launched its new AI device, promising unprecedented capabilities.
Rival Corp krungu bab tentang peluncuran lan langsung miwiti kerja ing proyek dhewe.
Rival Corp heard about the launch and immediately started working on their own project.
Teknologi sing diteliti dening wong-wong mau bisa merevolusi urip saben dina.
The technology they were developing could revolutionize everyday life.
Nanging, masalah etika babagan privasi lan keamanan muncul.
However, ethical concerns about privacy and security arose.
Perusahaan kasebut nganakake rapat kanggo ngatasi dilema etika iki.
The companies held meetings to address these ethical dilemmas.
Nalika dheweke balapan nglawan wektu, loro tim ngalami tekanan.
As they raced against time, both teams experienced the pressure.
Ing pungkasan, perusahaan sing sukses bakal duwe kesempatan kanggo ngliwati pasar.
In the end, the company that succeeded would have the opportunity to lead the market.
Akibat saka tumindak bakal bentuk masa depan teknologi.
The consequences of their actions would shape the future of technology.
Pungkasan, pemenang bakal netepake standar anyar ing industri teknologi.
Ultimately, the winner would set new standards in the tech industry.
Ing taun 2147, lanskap hukum wis owah-owahan kanthi drastis.
In the year 2147, the legal landscape had transformed drastically.
Kecerdasan buatan saiki wis tanam ing saben lapangan urip.
Artificial intelligence was now embedded in every sphere of life.
Integrasi iki ngetokake pitakonan sing jero babagan etika lan tanggung jawab.
This integration raised profound questions regarding ethics and responsibility.
Elena, pengacara terampil, nemokake awake dhewe ing tengah-tengah kasus tantangan.
Elena, a skilled lawyer, found herself amidst a challenging case.
Klien sing dicurig marang manipulasi sistem AI ngadepi hukuman abot.
Her client, accused of manipulating an AI system, was facing severe penalties.
Nalika buktinipun sing akumulasi, Elena kesandhet ing banyu legi etika AI.
As evidence accumulated, Elena delved into the murky waters of AI ethics.
Penelitian ngungkapak kompleksitas sing jlentrehak wates antar bener lan salah.
Her research revealed complexities that blurred the line between right and wrong.
Elena ngadhe moral dilema nalika dheweke mikir strategi pertahanan.
Elena faced a moral dilemma as she pondered her defense strategy.
Apa iku pantas kanggo mbela wong sing wis ngapusi sistem?
Was it justifiable to defend someone who had betrayed the system?
Ing ruang sidang, suasana kandel karo ketegangan.
In the courtroom, the atmosphere was thick with tension.
Elena ngadeg teges, wis nedu entukang lawan kanggo keadilan lan kabeneran.
Elena stood firm, determined to fight for justice and truth.
Nalika dheweke gawe argum pamungkas, juri ngrungokake kanthi teliti.
As she made her closing arguments, the jury listened intently.
Putusan sing disampaikan, Elena ngrasakne campuran rasa lega lan ketidakpastian.
The verdict delivered, Elena felt a mixture of relief and uncertainty.
Pungkasan, dheweke wis ngerti yen lelampahan liwat lanskap tika sing keruh iki durung rampung.
Ultimately, she knew that her journey through this murky ethical landscape was far from over.
Dersamanta Greene miwiti perjalanan luar biasa ngliwati benua kanggo njelajah sifat multirupa keadilan.
Dr. Samantha Greene embarked on an extraordinary journey across continents to explore the multifaceted nature of justice.
Panghentian pisan ing Jepang, ing endi dheweke digandeng dening keseimbangan rumit saka komunitas lan hukum.
Her first stop was in Japan, where she was captivated by the intricate balance of community and law.
Ing dalan-dalan vibran Tokyo, dheweke nyekseni kepiye sistem peradilan nyawiji karo nilai budaya, gawe wujud keadilan sing unik.
In Tokyo's vibrant streets, she witnessed how the judicial system intertwined with cultural values, creating a unique form of justice.
Ing kontras sing tajem, lelungan nganti dheweke menyang Amerika Serikat, ing ngendi hukum asring nediakake hak individu tinimbang tanggung jawab komunal.
In sharp contrast, her travels took her to the United States, where law often emphasized individual rights over communal responsibilities.
Nalika ana ing kono, dheweke melu karo ahli hukum lan pimpinan komunitas, nglumpukake perspektif sing maneka warna babagan keadilan.
While there, she engaged with legal experts and community leaders, gathering diverse perspectives on justice.
Para akademisi ngandika babagan carane konteks sejarah sing beda-beda mengaruhi interpretasi prinsip hukum.
The scholars spoke of how varying historical contexts influenced the interpretation of legal principles.
Pungkasan, panaliti dengko mengungkapkan anyaman keadilan, nerangak caran macem-macem budaya, ngetokak prioritas hak kolektif ngelawan hak individu.
Ultimately, her research unveiled a tapestry of justice, portraying how different cultures prioritize collective versus individual rights.
Mula-mula, liwat petualangan, duk ningkatak pangerten komprehensif babagan sistem keadilan global lan keragaman sugih ing jero.
Thus, through her adventures, she fostered a comprehensive understanding of global justice systems and the rich diversity within them.